The Elves and the Shoemaker. The shoemaker and his wife were no longer poor. The shoemaker's shop was full of customers wanting to buy the perfectly made shoes. "Do you have any more shoes?" the customers asked him every evening. "No, but I will have some more in the morning," the shoemaker told them happily. This continued for many weeks. One day, the shoemaker's wife said to him, "I wonder who is making all these shoes. They have been so kind to us. I think we should try and find out who they are." "How are we going to do that?" the shoemaker asked. "I have an idea," she said. "Tonight, you should leave the leather pieces on the bench as you usually do. We will hide behind the door of the shop, and we can see who is making the shoes." The shoemaker agreed. So, that night, he left the leather pieces on the bench. He blew out the candle, and he and his wife hid behind the door of the shop. As the clock struck midnight, two little elves slid out from a hole in the floor. They played for a little while, and then climbed up onto the bench, where they were soon hard at work. They sang as they stitched. When they were finished, they lined the beautiful shoes on the bench and disappeared down under the floorboards. "I wonder who they are. Where did they come from?" said the shoemaker to his wife. "That doesn't seem to matter at the moment." "Did you see how poorly dressed they are? Their clothes are ragged, and they don't have socks or shoes," she said. "I think we need to help them." "But how? What can we do?" asked the shoemaker.